Welcome to No Pressure Zone, where we dive deep into topics of self-help and personal development. In today's episode, we're exploring the transformation power of honesty and authenticity. So let's drop the mask and dive into the real talk. So today, you guys, I want to talk with y'all guys about the courage to be honest. And the fear of vulnerability is a sign with being honest. Sometimes being honest can feel like the right thing, and sometimes it can feel like the bad thing. And think about it, everybody is dishonest. Everybody. I don't give a care who you are. You're dishonest. You be dishonest to yourself. It starts from yourself. Think about it. Everything starts from yourself. When you're not honest to yourself, you can be one day you can say, hey, I'm gonna decide I'm gonna lose weight, I'm gonna exercise every day and do all that every day. I'm gonna try my best to be a better person or something like that. But then you get up every morning and you forget to do all that stuff that you just made a promise to yourself that you was gonna do. You say, hey, I'm gonna get up and exercise every day. And guess what? Every day you get up, you don't do no exercise, you don't do no sit-ups, you don't do nothing, you don't take the long way home, you don't decide to walk instead. Instead of to park your car and ride a bicycle, say, hey, I'm gonna be healthy. I'm saying, being honest to ourselves, y'all, that's hard. And being honest to other people, that's not that hard, because people lie every day. Hell, I lie every day. I ain't even gonna lie to you. It's part of being human. For us to grow, we gotta start being honest to ourselves. And right now, I think it's time for us Americans to start being honest with ourselves. And I had to start with myself, you guys, because me starting this podcast wasn't the greatest idea. Think about it, my English ain't all that well, but I had to told myself, I said, hey, I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna do this podcast. And that's what I did. And even though I smoked half of the time that was on there, I tried to be, I'm trying something a little different. You feel me? So for me being honest, and I'm gonna tell y'all about my personal growth. I'm saying my personal is that I took a chance and I started a podcast. And I ain't the smartest person in the world, but I tried. You feel me? I didn't sit there. I didn't feel sorry for myself. I wasn't like, hey, you can't pronounce half of these words. You could barely talk to people out in the streets, let alone talk to people on here on the internet. So, for me, this is a personal growth for me to actually get on here, to actually talk. Because I'm a quiet person. I like to keep quiet. So, I want to emphasize the importance of courage and facing uncomfortable truths about ourselves. That was just my truth about myself. Is that, I'm not even going to lie, I ain't the best reader in the bunch. I ain't really that good at communicating with people, but I try. You know what I'm saying? I try to keep to myself. So, like I said, I want to emphasize, y'all, you got to be true to yourself. It's a lot of people that y'all want to go, I want to get in relationships, but y'all don't want to know the truth about yourself. And sometimes you got to sit back and you got to ride. You got to start learning the truth about yourself. I'm saying, you worrying about everybody else, but you ain't worrying about yourself. And that's what happened to a lot of us. We forget about ourselves, and then we go deal with depression and all this other type of stuff. So busy doing stuff about helping everybody else out until we forgot about ourselves. You gotta start thinking about yourself and your health. I'm saying, there's nothing greater than self and health. Everybody always talking about, oh, my greatest dream is to be rich. No, your greatest dream is to be wealthy, because y'all know wealth and health come together. You feel me? I'd rather be healthy and wealthy than healthy and sick all the time. So that's why some of us gotta work on also as the impact of our words. Y'all didn't know that the words mouth can shape our reality and our relationships. So when you always talking down on yourself, guess what? You impacting yourself, because your words reshape your reality. And if you don't believe me, I don't know what religion you in. If you in a religion, it speaks about it in the Bible. That your words can impact. It said, as a man speaketh, he shall sow. You feel me? So that's in the Bible. So y'all might want to start using different types of words towards yourself. Like, instead of saying, hey, say something like, I'm going to wake up in the morning, I'm going to win. Now, not only do you got to say this out your mouth, you also got to believe it with all the being in your body. You just can't just say, hey, I'm gonna win the lottery. It ain't gonna work that way. It might not happen right then and there, y'all, but you don't know that you're shaping the universe with just words. We shape it, our universe, with just our words, the words that we use in our daily lives. That's why we got to change our way of thinking too. People don't be understanding that, but we got to change the way we think. Because like, if you was like, wait, if you was where I'm from, well, my household, my parents them always said, you know, everybody got talks about, you know, different types of ways. Like, I remember my mom and mom always said, you think money grow on trees? And I was used to be a kid wishing that I could find a money tree and shake it and get me a couple $5 up off there if I could go buy myself and some Barbie dolls and some bubble gum. But then I started thinking, bro, like, it's so much that we do to ourselves that we don't understand, and that, bro, we shaping our own reality. So whatever you going through right now, you shaped it that. Not just with just the way you think, but also with the words that you speak out your mouth. Like, I remember most people say, hey, words don't hurt, but you ever got a bad comment one day on online or anywhere, or a bad text message, and that those words was hurting your ass. Even I used to a whole lot as growing up, because I was like, mom and mom always told my words don't hurt unless they put their hands on you, that hurt. But some words hurt. They really do hurt. Sometimes that, you know what I'm saying, you be throwing those words and you be like, hey, you got a black eye now, because you should have never thrown that word around freely. But words do hurt. People impact you, but they really do impact you. Somebody can just say something evil to you that whole day, and you thinking it, and you walking around with it, all this anger balled up in you. And that's why I be telling people, like, you gotta be careful nowadays. You just can't be walking around like everybody walking around mad. Like, America done changed. We ain't the same PG-13 country that we used to be. Now, I mean, it done got so bad, bro. Like, people will cuss you out for no apparent reason. People don't say hello. They don't say good morning. They don't say good night. They don't do nothing. Instead, everybody tending to themselves and they be down in their phones. Y'all remember when we didn't have these cell phones? You remember when they go over to somebody's house to go talk to them? If you had beef, you ain't just go. Most everybody didn't have no car. Voltrain didn't run past 6, so I don't know how you was gonna get over there to go to their house to go shoot up something, especially if you ain't had no vehicle. You feel me? But y'all done change. And before we can start to being honest with others, we gotta start being honest with ourselves. And we gotta watch the things that we put in our body. We gotta also watch the things that we put in our mind. Like the words that we use, the food that we eat. I mean, everything is affecting us. I remember, today, me and my nephew was having a conversation about this African guy. This African guy, I'm saying, we know him real well because he has his liquor store, and, you know, around the neighborhood and the local people go there. And not understanding that he hates African Americans, like he hates all Americans. He hates African Americans. So I asked him, I was like, why you hate African Americans? I'm like, you black too. Like, you black just like we black. And he said, because they lazy. And I was like, how is they lazy? He said, this country give them so much and they do nothing with it. But I was like, I'm from this country. And I've been raised in this country. Don't you know that America would do more for a foreigner than they'll do for their own citizens? See, y'all can come over here with these visas. Y'all get different types of opportunities. The opportunity they're not gonna give us. Not everybody can go in the bank and go get a loan and come out with $100,000 to go put in on them a business. Do you know what I mean? Times I had business plans. Times I want to just be like, hey, I got this business idea. I thought it was a good idea. Apparently that the loan service didn't thought that it was a good idea. So they was like, I'm sorry, we can't help you. That's why I say people got to be careful, because y'all don't be knowing what's going on. Y'all quick to judge the American. And you know, it's crazy that y'all hate our country so bad, but y'all rather sit on us and make our money. We giving them all our money. They take our money every day. They come build stores in our country. What do they do for your community? Not nothing. What, they start to look, give out $1,000? That ain't nothing. And he come over here to America and he put a liquor store at that, y'all, into a black community. Okay, so he put that in there and he was bragging about how rich he was, how much. So the money that he make and laugh and joke with all these people every day, but in reality, he can't even stand these people. And I was like, you know, that's kind of, I guess some people it works for, but not everybody it does. To me, it bothered my spirit. I'm like, this is a black man. He a cool dude and everything. I don't like, you know, the way he talked, because the way he talked down on us Americans. He like, I can't stand Americans. I'm like, but you here, you over here in our country, but you can't stand Americans? How you go somewhere that somebody, be around somebody you don't like, you play nice with, because you just want to. But I asked him, said, why you didn't start a look over there, look a store over there in your country? He was like, it's not like America. He's like, over there, it's not like that. He said, over here in America, he said, over here in the black community, he said, bro, they'll buy alcohol all day long. The liquor store stay open all night long. The liquor store be open even when the hospital open. The liquor store always open. The doors never close. People in and out. And he made millions off of it. Then he turned around and opened up another store. And then he still said, hey, y'all foolish. Why can't y'all go get loans? Why can't y'all learn and educate yourself? Remind you, we were born here. You know what I'm saying? Some people understand an assignment. Some people don't understand an assignment. Some people get left behind and they don't understand why they're getting left behind. You know what I'm saying? We don't have opportunities as y'all have when y'all come over here to our country. That's why you think so many Americans don't really like y'all coming over here. Because we don't have the same opportunities. Our country might do for you and do for them. They don't do for us like that. Don't you know America got more damn homeless people? We got more homeless than anybody in the country. Any other country, we got more homeless people. We got hardworking people that can't find jobs. Now, some people just don't want to work. And then you got to think about it, bro. Y'all talking about, they tell us, oh, you go to school to learn, to get a better job. Don't you know there's actually college students that's working at McDonald's and Waffle House and Chicken Filet? They working in jobs and they got degrees and they still working at fast food restaurants. Meanwhile, you can come from these other countries and you can go open up your restaurant. They was born here. Their mama was born here. Their great-great-grandmother was born here. They were slave here, and they still can't make ends meet. It ain't our fault. Sometimes it is, and sometimes it ain't. I ain't gonna lie, I put the blame on both, because I feel like in life, if you really want something, you'll go out and go get it. That's the way I was taught. If you really wanna, like, it's like a bag of tater chips. You ever really was craving a bag of tater chips, like you really wanted this snack? I bet you anything in this world that if you really want something bad enough, you'll go get it. It ain't gonna be no conversation. You're going to get it. But anyway, y'all, that's today's show. I hope y'all enjoy it. Please make sure y'all like and subscribe. And welcome to No Pressure Zone. And then, if you want to, make sure y'all don't forget to drop us a message on Facebook on No Pressure Zone page. Or make sure you hit us up on Instagram. Appreciate it. And we on X, so make sure you hit us up. Peace out.